Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off on your next order.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A Tuesday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. The Warriors came back from 19 points down to beat the Lakers last night, getting a statement win and possibly finding an effective role for Kelly Oubre. But the Warriors used a big fourth quarter run, outscoring the Lakers 34-21 in that period to come back and win. It was a close game late, but Draymond Green scored a pair of drives, Steph hit a three to extend a late lead, and Oubre tangled up LA's offense on their final possession, leading to LeBron's jumper that rimmed out at the buzzer, giving the Warriors the win. I don't think it is an overstatement to say that this is the biggest win of the Warriors' season so far, not just because the team that they beat, but in the manner in which they beat them, and given that they did so, finding a new formula and playing the way that they wanted to play. If you look at the other big wins from early in the season, the Warriors very much had to compromise the way that they wanted to play, right? Or it took some heroic, Herculean type of 62-point game point performance from Steph. But Steph didn't need to score 62 points. In fact, he didn't even really need to have that effective of a game. 26 points was a game high, but on 8 of 22 shooting, it took him. 3 of 12 from three-point range. But they didn't have to do a whole bunch of high screen and roll stuff. They were able to withstand James Wiseman getting into early foul trouble, 5 fouls by the time the third quarter started. Midway through the third quarter, I should say. Draymond Green was okay, hit some big buckets late. Andrew Wiggins was effective. Eric Paschal was really good again, coming off the bench as the anchor of that second unit. And then obviously Kelly Oubre. What Steve Kerr did to flip-flop Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre in their roles, and I want to get into the specifics of that later on and if the Warriors should continue to do that, but I thought it was the move that kind of unlocked all things for the Warriors in this game. And also having Kelly Oubre start the game on LeBron James. Now, I thought Andrew Wiggins had been the wing stopper for the Warriors so far this season, but Steve Kerr made a decision to not only put Kelly Oubre into a new rotation pattern, but to also have him start out on LeBron James, understanding that Oubre likes to pick up full court, and then that could bother LeBron, and it did bother LeBron. LeBron went just 6 of 16 overall for 19 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, was not close to being as effective as he tends to be and has been this season. Kelly Oubre really bothered him. And that used to be Andrew Wiggins' job, but I thought it was a good swerve by Steve Kerr. And yeah, look, you don't want to read too much into one win. And it did take them coming back from 19 points down. But the Lakers were shooting really well. Dennis Schroeder got off to a blazing start. I think the Warriors, with all of the new changes, got out to a slow start. Understandably so. But once they kind of figured it out and got rolling, look, the Lakers outscored the Warriors 34-22 in the first quarter, but after that, it was pretty much a close game. The Lakers in the second quarter, 30-26 over the Warriors. The Warriors in the third quarter, 33-28 over the Lakers. And then the Warriors kind of did the inverse of the first quarter in the fourth quarter, 34-21. So both teams owned a quarter. The Lakers owned the opening one. The Warriors owned the closing one. But the Warriors just outscored, kind of did enough in those middle quarters to win, and that was thanks in large part to that second unit, which, by the way, went up against the Lakers starters, or most of them, like LeBron and Anthony Davis. That second unit went up against LeBron and or Anthony Davis for a lot of that game, and still not only held its own, but I thought won them the game. And so there's no doubt that this is a huge win, again, not only because they beat the Lakers, but because they found, it didn't take some incredible one-off performance to do that. And the Lakers are, rightfully so, favorites to repeat. They are the favorites to win, and they probably will win the title this year. The Lakers will probably win the championship this year. So if you're the Warriors and you can get a big win in LA to wrap up what it was a really tough stretch, and they are now 7-6 through the toughest part of their season. The toughest part of Golden State's season is over, at least for the first part of the season. It's over. You start the season with two games on the road against contending teams, four games on the road total, and then you immediately come back for a seven-game homestand. But those games are largely against playoff teams or playoff-caliber teams, and it wraps up. And then you have to go to Denver. They did have their game on Friday in Phoenix canceled, and Phoenix is really good. But then you go to L.A. to play the Lakers on Martin Luther King Day on national television. That was the toughest stretch of their season. And they come out of it 7-6 while still trying to figure stuff out, not having Draymond Green, by the way, for four of those games. So I know that Warriors fans, after every loss, after that Denver loss, oh boy, the sky is falling, whatever will we do? You don't want to overreact to that Denver game, but you also don't want to overreact to this Lakers game. That said, they are 7-6. This is not overreacting to one game. These are facts. They are 7-6 right now through the toughest stretch of their season. They are healthy. They are healthy. And they are figuring it out. And I would guess there's a pretty good chance that by the time the first part of the season is over in early March, that they will be well over 500. This is not a championship caliber team, but if they could steal games like this throughout the year against championship contenders and take care of business against the Detroits and the Chicagos and the Indianas and the Portlands and these things, then this is a bona fide playoff team, a solid playoff team, and that's what this season is about. Steve Kerr said as much before the game. It is about getting back into the playoffs, and then next year when Klay Thompson gets back, contending for a championship. You have to build. You can't just get back there next year. You have to have something to build on even when Klay comes back. Klay needs to return to something that is built and established, and right now they're in the process of doing that, and this was a statement to show that that is so. The defense was really impressive Monday night. I'll talk about what exactly impressed me, but first, let's talk about Built Bar. It's a new year, and while I'm not really a resolution guy, I do like to lock in my diet at the start of each year. From Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve, I like to eat cookies and desserts and carbs whenever I feel like it, but for most of the year, I'm on a low-carb, low-sugar diet so that I can earn that holiday eating spree, and by the way, I'm still feeling the lingering effects of that holiday eating spree. That's what makes Built Bar so perfect. They satisfy my hunger while I'm busy at work. They taste great, they work perfectly with my low-carb, low-sugar diet, and with 18 amazing flavors like salted caramel, lemon almond cheesecake, and peanut butter brownie, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for health-conscious men and women. Whether you want to maintain or lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat, Built Bars are low-calorie, they're low-sugar, they're high-protein, they are high in fiber, great if you're starting a keto diet in 2021. So go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off on your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick-hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. I want to talk more about the defense because we like to focus a lot on the offense. Kelly Oubre's shooting struggles, whether or not Steph Curry is facing a box in one, what the Warriors do about it. Draymond Green, is he shooting? Is he not shooting? James Wiseman, is he rolling? Is he shooting threes? We like to focus a lot on the offense with this Warriors team, and I get it. It's more fun to talk about. Defensively, though, they were really impressive to me against the Lakers. They held the Lakers, who shoot 39.1% from three-point range. That's fifth best in the NBA, 39.1% this season. They held them to 31%, 9 for 29 from three. The defense, with eight steals, three blocks, they forced 16 total turnovers. That's how they're going to get things done. They're still going to be a poor rebounding team. I don't know that there's anything that they can do about that. They were out-rebounded by the Lakers 50-32. Still gave up 12 offensive rebounds, five of which went to Anthony Davis. Two to Kyle Kuzma, two to Montrezl Harrell. They're a bad rebounding team. But you can live with being a bad rebounding team. I always say that rebounding is a loser stat. The best rebounding team in the NBA is oftentimes not the team that wins the championship. The Lakers are a really great rebounding team, but I would go so far as to say they are not winning games and winning championships because they're great at rebounding. They're winning games and winning championships because they have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, who are solid rebounders, but overall do so many other things really well. And they're a really good three-point shooting team, except against Golden State on Monday. But this is the formula now for the Warriors on defense. Get a bunch of steals, get a bunch of blocks, force turnovers, and end possessions that way. If you are not going to be able to end possessions consistently with defensive rebounds, then you have to do it with straight turnovers. I will say this. It was concerning that they let the Lakers shoot 33 free throws. That is really what kept the Lakers in the game for so much of that game. 33 free throws. They went 24-33, only shot 72.7%. If they shoot a little bit better, the Lakers win this game. They had every opportunity to win this game. So they need to do a better job of not fouling. James Wiseman, like I said, 5 fouls. Picked up his 5th foul in the 3rd quarter. Draymond Green had 5 fouls. Andrew Wiggins had 4 fouls. Kevon Looney had 3 in 19 minutes. So they need to do a better job of not fouling. But I think they'll get there. They are a young team. Young teams do tend to foul a lot. They'll probably get better at that. But the fact that they are so aggressive, that Kelly Oubre is picking up LeBron James full court, that Andrew Wiggins is able to shift from guarding guys like Pascal Siakam and LeBron to Dennis Schroeder and Damian Lillard. Wiseman will get better guarding the rim. Draymond Green was awesome and has been, other than that Denver game, for a lot of the last few games. And so Steve Kerr, after the game, pointed to the defense and said, look, everybody, like I just said, everybody wants to point to the offense and talk about the offense, but if this team is going to win games, they're going to have to be a top 10 defensive team this year. And by holding the Lakers to 113 points, that's really good. Because the Lakers are an explosive offensive team. And the Warriors went a stretch there, holding their opponents to fewer than 110 points. So to keep the Lakers to 113 is a huge win, and it is ultimately what allowed the Warriors to claw their way back into this game and win the game. So I don't know if I'm ready to say that the Warriors are going to be a top 10 defense, but you like what you saw there. That said, the foul stuff, the rebounding, you got to clean that up. You do have to clean that up. The Lakers, if they make a few more free throws, they win this game. And they had every opportunity with those shots to win the game. They had every opportunity. LeBron went 5 of 8. Anthony Davis went 5 of 7. Schroeder went 8 of 9. So if LeBron or Anthony, if LeBron hits a couple more, it's hard to say. They really did bother LeBron, and I think that had something to do with him missing the free throws because he just never was able to find a rhythm. And that's sort of what the Warriors' MO on defense is. Create stress for the opposing offense, and hopefully that has a kind of a trickle-down effect to everything else. But they did enough, right? And against a really impressive Lakers team, they took away the three-point shot. I suppose when you do that, you can live with the rebounds, you can live with the fouls in a win like that. You can live with those things. Still, some room to clean up, but some good things that they can already hang their hat on. I want to get to Oubre, though, and if this is the role the Warriors should keep him in. But first, let's talk about betonline.ag. The NFL championship games are here. AFC championship game between the Chiefs and the Bills. I don't know, as of us recording this, if Patrick Mahomes will be back from his concussion. In the NFC, Tampa and Tom Brady versus Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. These are going to be some really great games, guys. And if you want to get a little bit more invested, there's only one place that has you covered, one place I trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. This is the time. The NBA is in full swing now. If you listen to this podcast, you know more than the average NBA fan. And if you're into the NFL, you've only got a couple weeks left. You've got the championship games, and I would be getting ready now for the Super Bowl, because you're going to get a bunch of prop bets all available there on BetOnline.ag. A lot of fun. You might not be able to do a Super Bowl party at this point, but you know, at least you can maybe get with your friends. Everybody use this promo code. You can put a bunch of prop bets, organize them on a spreadsheet or something, share them, And that way you can have sort of this virtual party with your friends at the Super Bowl. There's just an idea. I'm full of them. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Tell your friends about that and organize this virtual Super Bowl party. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 50% back on your initial deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Steve Kerr said he would tinker with the rotations on Sunday, and on Monday he tinkered with the rotation, swapping Wiggins and Oubre's roles. Oubre became the anchor of a second unit, and his pair of three-pointers in the second quarter with Steph and Draymond on the bench helped keep the Warriors in the game. He played fewer minutes alongside Steph, but it was telling that after he got going that he played well with Steph, especially in that second half. Now, I think the Warriors should keep Oubre in this role, and it's not just because he had his best game of the season, and he did. 23 points on 9 of 18 shooting, 2 of 8 from three-point range, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals, a +5, +minus, which is rare for Oubre this year. Awesome game from Kelly Oubre. To me, he was the story of the game. Because a statement win against the Lakers is one thing, but figuring out how to get the most out of Oubre, who you need to play well in order to raise this team's ceiling, that to me was the bigger takeaway from the game. Again, signature win against the Lakers notwithstanding, great win for this team, the best win of this season so far. But if you're able to come out of that game, come out of that win, understanding what you need to do now with Kelly Oubre, that's an even bigger win if you're the Warriors. So they should absolutely keep him in that role. Absolutely keep him in that role. He comes out midway through the first quarter. You bring him back in to start the second quarter with that bench unit with Eric Paschal, with Brad Wanamaker, with Damian Lee. They swapped out Kent Bazemore for Jordan Poole in that first stretch because I think they wanted a little bit more ball handling with Jordan Poole in there. You can mix and match that group, but if the foundation of that group is Oubre, Paschal, Damian Lee, Brad Wanamaker, that's a really good second unit now that can get up and down the floor. You don't really need Andrew Wiggins' playmaking so much in that second unit because you have Eric Paschal in space. You have capable ball movers like Wanamaker and Damian Lee. So I don't know that you need Wiggins. And then Wiggins, in turn, playing alongside Steph Curry more, I thought was really good for them. 18 points on 7 of 11 shooting. Really efficient. Didn't need to force it as part of a second unit or otherwise. Is able to cut and screen and do these things off of Steph in a way that just, in a way Oubre hasn't figured out and might not figure out. Who knows? So put Oubre on the second unit. You could start games with him still, and we saw why, right? Damian Lee, Kent Bazemore, if you start games with those guys, they aren't doing to LeBron what Oubre did to LeBron to start that game. That's why you start Kelly Oubre. He provides you what all of that on defense. Him and Andrew Wiggins, you have two switchable perimeter defenders. You take one of them out. If you take Oubre out, you only have one now. Maybe that works against Indiana. Maybe that works against Chicago. It doesn't work against the Lakers. It doesn't work against the Clippers. This is why you start Oubre. And then you just mix the rotations up a little bit. Now, I didn't think that Oubre in that second unit would work, but when you have Eric Paschal and you separate Paschal and Kevon Looney in that second unit like they did, and you just have Eric Paschal playing the small ball five surrounded by shooters like Damian Lee and Wanamaker and those guys, then yeah, you can live with Oubre. And obviously when Oubre's making his three-pointers like he did in that second quarter, it helps. So I think this is the role that they need to play Oubre in going forward. I think that much was made clear. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow.